Imagine discovering that the religious cult you were raised in has been suppressing your true nature, that you're actually descended from a powerful line of witches destined to face an ancient evil. This is Everly Hadley's reality in Soul of a Witch, where a young woman's escape from her controlling father leads her to an ancestral mansion and into the arms of an archdemon who's been waiting for her across millennia. The story weaves together horror, romance, and supernatural elements in a tale that's captivated readers across social media. What makes this dark fantasy so compelling isn't just its spellbinding plot, but the journey of a woman reclaiming her power after years of abuse and discovering that everything she was taught about good and evil might be devastatingly wrong. For 2,000 years, Callum has shouldered immortality's burden as commander of Hell's Army. He defends against dimensional gods who consume immortal essence, trap souls, and feed on worship and suffering. Their approach brings white fog carrying victim screams. Despite impossible odds, Callum inspires his demon warriors, reminding them of all they've lost. After battles, he walks among corpses under blood-red skies, surrounded by fallen comrades he's loved. In grief, he tears out the jewelry they'd given him, feeling no physical pain compared to his emotional anguish. What sustains him through centuries of war? Visions of a woman not yet born, a face appearing in his dreams who he knows will someday call his name. This connection across time becomes his sole purpose, a beacon of hope in an existence defined by battle and sacrifice. In the small town of Abilum, 23-year-old Everly lives under her father Kent's control and his religious cult, the Liberi. Her mother's suicide 5 years ago left a cryptic warning to take back your power or the Deep One will consume all that you are. Everything changes when Everly witnesses her brother Jeremiah sacrifice Marcus Kynes in a ritual. The trauma unleashes suppressed magic within her, teleporting her to the forest where bone-white creatures are drawn to her power. She finds refuge in a grand house with red doors covered in protective talismans, a mansion that seems to respond to her presence. Inside, she discovers a portrait of the Laverne Coven and family from 1902, featuring her ancestor Sybil, whom her mother had mentioned. What begins as an escape transforms into a journey of self-discovery, as Everly learns she isn't sinful, but a witch of immense power, heir to a magical legacy hidden from her all her life. The Laverne Coven House functions as a character itself, a magnificent mansion with marble floors, grand staircases, and self-lighting candles. This ancestral home responds to Everly's needs, magically providing meals when hungry and vintage clothes that fit perfectly. The house contains generations of magical knowledge, centered in the grand library spanning 3 floors beneath an arched ceiling with forest murals. This repository was built by generations of Laverne witches dedicated to understanding magic and protecting the world. The most significant secret is a massive mechanical vault built by Grand Mistress Sybil, containing her laboratory with bizarre specimens and research on poisoning the god-threatening Everly. The house also hosts magical beings like Dara the Woodspree, a fey creature with sap-like eyes guarding a stunning greenhouse. This space becomes a sanctuary where Everly connects with her grandmother's ghost through an old radio, discovering her suppressed heritage and power. The Hadley family has been cursed for 6 generations, each perpetuating cycles of abuse. Everly's father, Kent, leads the Labiri cult dedicated to awakening the Deep One, viewing his children merely as tools, one to sacrifice, one to lead, and Everly as the deity's vessel. This toxicity extends throughout her family. Victoria is cruel and manipulative, while Jeremiah participates in violent rituals. Only her mother tried protecting her before suicide, leaving cryptic warnings behind. The contrast with the Laverne witches is striking. Where Hadleys use magic for control, Laverne witches practiced responsibly, creating grimoires with protection spells and research against dangerous entities. Discovering her witch heritage, Everly learns magic isn't inherently evil, but shaped by intention. This helps her heal from her father's religious trauma that labeled her abilities sinful. Everly ultimately declares, "This family has been cursed for 6 generations, passed down from parent to child, every generation sowing the same rotten seeds. But I'll break it. It ends with me." This determination drives her battle against both the Deep One and her toxic legacy. At its heart, Soul of a Witch is a love story transcending boundaries between life and death, human and demon, earth and hell. Callum and Everly's connection is predestined yet freely chosen, passionate yet equal. Their relationship begins with mutual fascination, Everly drawn to Callum despite knowing he's a demon she should fear, while Callum has waited centuries to find her. Their first intimate encounter reveals Everly's unexpected dominance when she uses Callum's blood sigil to command him. They complete each other perfectly. Callum helps Everly uncover her suppressed power. "You are far more powerful than you have ever been allowed to believe." Everly gives Callum connection after centuries of emotional isolation. His request for a piercing from her, representing bonds for demons, symbolizes his acceptance of their relationship. Their love culminates in sacrifice when Callum performs a soul bargain to save an injured Everly, binding them eternally despite knowing he'll feel her pain. "To whom do you belong?" Everly asks. "To you, darling," Callum answers. "You will have me in life. I will keep you in death. For eternity, I am yours, and you are mine." The final confrontation approaches as Everly and Callum gather knowledge to defeat the Deep One. They discover Grand Mistress Sybil's research on poisoning the god using specific components: blood of the dead, resentfully taken; blood of the lover, willingly sacrificed; bond made in feral might to call his name, offer him sweetness, liquor, and pain. On Halloween, the feral night when the veil thins, they perform a ritual with help from the Fae and Everly's grandmother. The Lord of the Forest blesses their blade. "This blade can pierce the flesh of Hellkite. You must burn the beast from the inside out." At the Coven House, they find it under attack with rot spreading beneath. They descend into flooded tunnels where Victoria's corpse is puppeted by the Deep One. In a reality-warping cavern with a black pool, they face the god, a horrifying mass of tentacles, eyes, and morphing flesh. When severely injured, Everly's soul separates from her body, revealing her pregnancy with Callum's child. She encounters Callum and centuries past, creating a perfect loop in their story. Upon returning, Everly transforms herself into a weapon, declaring that unlike the god, which only destroys, she can both create and destroy. Drawing on her power and her unborn child's strength, she burns the god from within, reducing it to ash and claiming her rightful place as the Laverne heir.